Chapter 21 Falling into Bed. I stumble down the bank and fall into the gully's sandy bed. It ain't so bad down there. It's surprisingly gentle and forgiving. I'm staring up at uncountable stars like specks of bright dust settled on a smooth black thing. The moon has fled to other parts, so no more mention of that for a while, you will be pleased to note. And how can I but begin to ponder the size of things, the ampleness of this riverbed, the extent of tomorrow's hangover, the complexity of returning home, the distance from this point on the map to the coast, the measure of my own displeasure if I cannot find my way home, the volume of liquid recently imbibed and proportion of crude alcohol that this implies, the magnitude of my quest. You have one, don't you? The dimension of my ability, the amplitude of this dwelled-in night, the relative bulk of my chassis compared to that of much bigger things, like, say, a caravan park, or a town, or even the earth, the vastness of the frigging universe, with all those comets, planets, stars, galaxies, and who knows what else up there barely visible to the naked eye, the monstrousness of human nature, the grandness of our dreams. Like I said, I lie there a minute and calibrate my watch. And you know what? There and then, I appreciate that there is much still to do. So I get to my feet again and hurry myself on my way.